In Southwest Ohio, you've heard the name Huffman. There's Huffman Historic District, Huffman Metro Park, Huffman Dam, the Huffman Building, Huffy Bikes. And so WISO listener Joanne Howard wanted to know, who is Huffman? Sheila Raghavendran has this story for Why So Curious.
The answer to Joanne's question takes us back to 1812, when William Huffman, the first in this Huffman legacy, moved to Dayton, which was a not-so-glamorous place at the time. There wasn't much development or transportation.
Back in the middle 1800s, your ability to be able to get around was limited to your legs or a horse, or a horse-drawn vehicle.
That's Tom Morrow from the Dayton Railway Historical Society. William Huffman's son, William P. Huffman, knew Dayton residents needed a way to get around. He owned land on the outskirts of town and wanted people to build homes there. So he and his business partner created the Third Street Railway, which
was more or less a mechanism to be able to convince people to build a home in those outlying regions.
Dayton grew around the Third Street Railway, and William P. Huffman had made a name for himself. There were more Huffmans to come. According to Ryan Qualls, who works at the National Park Service, William P. had 10 children.
William, Martha, Lydia, Charles.
And many of them were notable, like a son who helped develop sewers and a daughter who married into the family that built the Dayton Arcade. Then there was Torrence Huffman, who lent land to a couple of guys named Wilbur and Orville. You might know them as the Wright brothers. That land, east of Dayton, was where they developed the first practical airplane. Today, it's known as Huffman Prairie. But back then, it wasn't known for planes. It was known for cows.
The Wrights were able to make use of the cow pasture for several years during the early experiments, and then with their flight school and as a test field for their company. This area, I believe, helped to further on their idea that they were working with a mindset of just limitless possibility.
Limitless possibility is a good way to describe the Huffman family, too. Torrence's brother George led the Davis Sewing Machine Company in the late 1800s. They also tried making bikes, but Qualls said they had difficulty competing with early cars and motorcycles.
And that affected that overall business. They ended up liquidating the assets from the company and reformed it as the Huffman Manufacturing Company. They made equipment for early automobiles, service stations, and bicycle wheels, and then they began producing bicycles again.
Those bicycles were called Huffy Bikes, a name that's now known around the world. Horace Huffman's son, also named Horace, joined the company and became a champion for some of the bike trails that are still around today. The Huffmans probably would not have expected their name to be on so many landmarks in Dayton, but to Qualls, it's no surprise.
That Huffman name has really survived because of the lasting effort they made. The Huffmans were really interested in kind of promoting Dayton and seeing Dayton last forever.
Thanks to Joanne Howard for her question. For Why So Curious, I'm Sheila Raghavendran.
Why So Curious is our series where you ask the questions and WISO producers answer them on air. Tell us what you're curious about by visiting our website, wiso.org.